we underestimate what God speaks in different seasons of our lives. And Friday was an anniversary date for me. And Friday was also the day that we drove to New York State. I didn't say anything to anybody, but it was a very special day. It was 33 years to the day that the prayer group started in Three Rivers. 33 years to the day. And that shook me. Children of Light. In fact, I remember when the group and the leaders sat down in my dining room and we prayed for I don't know how long. And when the name was chosen, I remember I had never heard any such name as Children of Light. It just was not something that I had ever heard, because there were quite a few other prayer groups that we had visited. And they were all kinds of, you know, this name and that name, and God would choose to call us the Children of Light. In my first year working at Grace, I started in February, and Pastor Gina wanted me to start in May. And we ended up arguing back and forth. Nope. He says, we got to start in May, because he's thinking circumstances of finances and heat and all the things that were to be required. And I kept saying, no, it's got to be February, and I don't even know why. But it's God that declares the timings of things. It's not you and me, it's God. And so the end result is he said, okay, go ahead. Start in February, and I did. And February was also an anniversary date for me. So, not to go into that, I think what you need to remember out of all these things is that our God is a God of timing. And he doesn't fail. He's constantly reminding us. And if you look at Acts chapter 2 in the Amplified, it says, and when the fullness of time had come. The fullness of time is a time slot, and then you have something happen. The fullness of time today is to remind us that he wants to fill us with his glory. So I'm going to take you to Ephesians chapter 3. And if you'll come with me, we're going to attempt to go forward with what God wants. So, Father, I humble myself and I ask you to speak through me. And let your word make a change in all of us, including me. Let your word bring forth fruit for this season, in Jesus' name. So, Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to be actually starting at verse 14. And as odd as it may sound, we're going to be using both the NIV and the Amplified today. It says, I'm going to give you verse 14 in the Amplified first. For this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan, by which you are built together in Christ, I bow my knee before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. NIV says, for this reason I kneel before the Father. But look at the addition. For this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan, by which you are built together in Christ. When a person starts building up an army, he needs specialists of all types. Holy Spirit has not changed. And I remind you that there's been an army in heaven that's been going on for years and years. And Satan is a duplicator and a deceiver and a perverter. So he builds, but he cannot create. So he duplicates what he can, whenever he can, and he does it with perversion. The next verse says, verse 15, for whom every family in heaven, amplified, and on earth is named the Father, for whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name. Verse 15 in the NIV, for whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. Notice the amplification gives you a little bit more juice to work with. Just a hair more to kind of take you a little higher. Verse 16, may he grant you, amplified, out of the rich treasure of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling your inmost being and personality. 16, NIV, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit into your inner being. So now, both of these are referring to your spirit and how logically we control our spirit by our brain. God wants to have you and me to have an impact to change that. When God created Adam and Eve, he created them spirit, soul, and body, but their spirit was every day connecting to the tree of life. And they were getting their instructions from the tree of life in submission. And the brain chose to follow. Satan came on the scene and he says, start reasoning for yourself. Wake up. And the enemy hasn't changed his tricks. He's still the same today. Every time you have an instruction by God, go this way, take this path, go down that road. What happens? Logically says, well, wait a minute, this is not a shortcut. This is going to take me the long way around. So let's make a shortcut here. And let's use some wisdom and some Holy Ghost knowledge. Is it Holy Ghost knowledge to switch gears when you should be saying, okay, God, I'll follow you wherever you go. And we've made the commitment, but then we readjust it to fit our timing, needs, you name it. We readjust it to fit our plan for our future. So who's really the Lord? Me. Right? I remember one time, I'm going to church. And this is many years ago, I was at Grace. And I get to the four corners in Ludlow. First set of lights as you enter Ludlow, you have a choice. You can turn right and use that road. And you go by the police station, and then you take another little run through and you land in Chicopee. Or you can go straight, which is a little bit shorter, and you can take another section and land along parallel the highway, and you land in Chicopee as well. And then shoot over on 291 and off you go to Grace. The Lord said to me, I want you to turn right. Normally, he lets me make a choice. Doesn't matter. But that day, he told me, turn right. And my logic was, well, it's a little bit shorter by the other way. And guess what? I got caught in the worst traffic jam downtown Ludlow. I mean, you'd think that there was 1,000 cars there. I was late for work, late for an appointment. I had no cell phone at that time. So guess where my logic got me? And I'm confessing my sin to you, because if I would have listened to the Holy Spirit, I would have taken that right. I would have gotten free all the way down. And I see Peggy laughing because I remember they got stuck on the highway one time for what? 2 hours? 3 hours? Because they decided to do the shortcut to go home. Okay? And God used it. I'm not trying to tell you God didn't use it when I was in Ludlow. But I can tell you I was furious with this container that I have that sits on my shoulders. Instead of using the mind of Christ, where I would have had wisdom and bypassed the mess, I listened to my wonderful reasoning. So much for the brain. Let's look at that, verse 16. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Again, 16, amplified. May he grant you out of the rich treasure of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling your inmost being and personality. Now, what does that mean, going deeper into your personality? That's part of your emotions, and that's part of your soul, so that it will actually flood your inner parts to the degree that it starts spilling over and going into the mind and changing the brain. Changing from this logical brain into a Holy Ghost mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says we have the mind of Christ. How do you get it? You get it by submission and confession. You're not going to be able to get it by forcing issues to try to make yourself think like God does. I remember the first time I was told that we had the mind of Christ, and Pastor Gino did a great teaching on that, and here I went, started to think, well, let's see, how would Jesus think? What would Jesus do? Remember the little bracelets? What would Jesus do? Oh boy, was that a powerful thing. The only thing is, it bypasses the Holy Ghost. All it does is, it gave me a whole bunch of scriptures. And then I tried to adjust my brain to fit those scriptures. Anybody relate? Come on, if you lived in that space, would you put your hand up, please? Thank you! Yay, God! Now we're on the same page. What I'm trying to make you see is the logic. We'll use the word and make you fail. Because you're still using reasoning. That's the carnal church. And God says it ain't good enough. It's not where you need to be going. You may be in process and you may use those things for a season. I did it. What are you doing now? I pray going a little higher. That's my purpose in this message. To go higher. Amen? 17. May Christ through your faith actually dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your heart. The inner man. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. So you're not going to be able to use the law. Because the law of love covers those Ten Commandments. It literally mulches them and makes them all into one. Because perfect love will never deceive another. It'll never want the neighbor's wife. Perfect love will always respect. You will never steal the neighbor's goods. You'll always find time to worship God. Because perfect love is in love with God. It's the love of God working through you. Does that help at all? 17 in the NIV. How many are seeing a little bit of difference between the two? So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, it's still a message, but it's more powerful with the amplification. 18. That you may have power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, not on your own, with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience. Now, if you don't have a circle around the experience, I would suggest you do. Of that love. That is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of it. Now, it goes a little bit more into how important that love is on that particular verse. Verse 18, NIV. may have power together with all the saints. Notice again, it's the family. To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Again, the amplification gives you experience. When I live through something, and by golly, every time I go by that Four Corners in Ludlow, there's a little bit reminder, don't use your brains. Trust the heart. Take the road he tells you to take. You won't be such in trouble. It'll be easier for you. And there are times he speaks nothing. So it's up to me. I can make a decision. But if he speaks, I should ask for the grace to go forward and obey. Amen? 19. That you may really come to know practically through experience for yourself. That's where the amplification is really important. The love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God. That is, may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Is that going to be a holy tabernacle in the Father? When we watched the man of God, who's 86 years old, this coming July, and we listen to the fullness of Christ, the fullness of the anointing, flowing out of his mouth into our hearts, there was a transformation going on. There was an anointing going on. It wasn't so much the words that were spoken, but the spirit behind those words that were impacting the hearts of these that were there. That made the difference. And I can tell, sometimes, you know, I will be preaching, and my mouth will say, I know I'm preaching. But I'm also aware when the anointing starts to impact a person. Not all the time, but sometimes. Because I can feel the connection. Now you say, how can you feel it? I don't know. It just does. I'm aware. I know that I'm really connecting with someone. Does that mean that they have to cry their eyes out or laugh? It's not an emotion. It has nothing to do with an emotion. But once that word is spoken, there's an impact. And when that impact takes place, there's a transformation. There's fruit to it. There's a change that takes place inside that heart. There's a change of that person's personality. Their heart lights up. They're aware. And they come to life. And you say, oh my God. And sometimes the enemy will say, look how sweet you are. You did such a great job today. And guess where pride takes you? Back for a fall. Can you relate? Amen. Thank you. Okay. So, let's look again in the NIV at verse 19. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Can I truly be filled with the fullness of God? Yes. Was Jesus filled with the fullness of God? Where and how? When he went in to that baptismal water, John the Baptist didn't want to do it. Wasn't he a reasonable man? Didn't he use his mind and say, wait a minute, you should be baptizing me? See? So if John the Baptist can try to dissuade the perfect plan of Papa, who do you think you is? Who do you think I are? Are you catching on? Who do you think? He can use John the Baptist. He can use me. Yes? And Jesus said, ha, let's do this anyway, huh? Let's do this anyway. Let's do it Papa's way, huh? And the cloud came. By the way, the cloud came Friday. I lost a good percentage of the last section of the meeting because the anointing and the cloud of glory was in that building. And I mean, I couldn't see. It was foggy from one side to the other. It was awesome. With my eyes wide open, so day visions do happen. And I'm excited about that, and I want to say thank you to Jesus. The cloud was so thick. The presence of God was so awesome. And yes, we got blessed. And yes, it's okay to be jealous. Holy Ghost jealousy can be really wonderful. And if I had my way, I'd ask Wade Taylor to come in next week and take over. But it's not my will, it's his will. So you're stuck with me. Verse 20. Now to him who, amplified, by consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us. Say within us.
Within us.
Holy Ghost power within us. That's what he's talking about. Is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask. And in the Amplified it says, or think. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. Whew! That's pretty high stuff, isn't it? It's way beyond your cotton-picking little brain. Verse 20, NIV. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Again, it says within us. It is not outside of us. It's within our very being. But it's corporate. And on a Sunday morning, the corporate structure that he wants is a harmonious gift to every single person that walks in here. The Holy Spirit is the one that draws. The Holy Spirit is the one that fills. And the Holy Spirit is the one that sustains. And he will complete his mission. If you want an example, you remember our Savior saying, oh, come on, Dad. Is there a different cup we can choose? I mean, let's face it. I mean, this crucifixion stuff, it's not where I want to go. Can we go with plan B? How many of you have ever cried out for plan B? Just to get some pressure off.
C, D, and E if plan B doesn't.
But the bottom line is, the only one that really will do the job is plan A. Amen?
Amen.
So how are we going to get this plan A to be completed? By his grace and by his mercy and by his favor and by his compassion. Within us. It's inside of us. Now look at your neighbor and say, this is a good message. And I'm happy. Because God's in charge. He's going to do a great work. And he's going to bring me into a fullness of the anointing. I'm going to be so holy. It's going to be scary. Hallelujah. But that's the bottom line, isn't it? Verse 21. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. NIV, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. He hasn't changed his mind. He wants it constant. He is so in love with you that love will spill over on your neighbor. And I'll be honest with you, when that love starts spilling out on somebody, They get so angry with us, they want to trade us in for a new model. I've lived it. So don't be despairing if you're having a little bit of a tough time with some of your neighbors. Your neighbor might be the ones that love you the most. But now that they can't control you, they have a problem with you. Anybody relate?
Amen.
Close your eyes. Would you lift right hand to the Lord? Say, Father, we're asking for Holy Ghost power to fill us to the fullness of Christ. Just like it was with Jesus. So shall it be with me. And if it upsets my neighbor, I pray for that neighbor. I pray that now, this day, they will receive the grace and the mercy and the compassion they need to put up with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.